And your lawnmower is broken. You need to cut your grass. You go with your neighbor and
borrow a lawnmower.
On a nice spring day, you get out on the grass and turn
somersaults.
Did you ever call those anything else as a child, sir?
Gosh, there seems to me there was another word that doesn't occur to me now.
Did you ever call them somersets?
Yeah. I knew there was a variation on it, somerset. Mm-hmm.
I never could understand. It always amused me at the midnight ride of Paul Revere about the Somerset Bridge Man of War.
Yeah.
Now, telling about somebody going swimming, say he ran down the springboard and
dived into the water. Or dove.
One's about as natural as the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wanted to get across the river, you'd say he dived in and
swam across.
And a child starts to go down the swimming hole by himself. The mother would say, I'm not going to let you go down by yourself. You might
get drowned.
And a boy wanted to get his kite down out of the tree, so he went over to the tree and
climbed the tree. I know a lot of other past tenses, but
<That's a little
laughs> that I have heard.
Yeah. But, and you're telling about maybe you flew a kite as good as a boy, and you'd say, I've often
flown a kite.
Or what you've done about when they got caught, you'd say in the three, I've often, to get the kite, your kite down.
Oh, I've often climbed a tree to get it down.
Now, what do you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And a child that was just learning to say its prayer, it went over beside the bed and
knelt down.
And you come in a little bit tired, say, I'm going over to the couch and
lie down.
And some morning you wake fairly early, but you're feeling kind of lazy, and say, I didn't get up, I just
stayed in bed.
I was speaking about still being horizontal, say, all morning I
lay flat on my back.
And telling about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, let me tell you what I
dreamed last night.